This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so let's talk about inflation here for a second. Both Sheila and Kate referred to it. It's gotten a lot of press this week here and elsewhere, mostly the prospect of it as an underlying driver of the craziness in stocks. But you know what? For big parts of this economy, inflation is already here, specifically for American businesses. The index is called the Producer Price Index, and it turns out companies are paying higher prices for raw materials and ingredients, everything from car makers to restaurant groups. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth went to find out if, when, and how those higher prices for businesses are going to mean higher prices for you and me.
The easiest way to understand producer price inflation is hamburgers. Say the price of corn or soybeans goes up, it costs more to feed the cow. So the rancher's costs go up, which makes the processor's costs go up, which makes the restaurant costs go up, and then your burger cost, well, hang on.
The concern is who bears the brunt of those increased costs? Is it the producers who sell the goods, or is it the consumers who want to purchase the goods?
And it's not just corn and hamburgers, says Ryan Connolly of research firm Frontier Strategy Group. As growth strengthens around the world, that's increasing demand and prices for many basic materials of production.
More demand for steel, more demand for aluminum, more demand for component parts in cars that take precious metals like palladium or gold.
Connolly says most companies faced with rising costs want to turn their producer price inflation into consumer price inflation.
One of the biggest questions we get is how can we increase our ability to pass through costs on to consumers?
And companies like 3M have told Wall Street they may raise prices, says Richard Moody, chief economist of Regions Bank. Thing is,
corporate profit margins are very high relative to historic norms.
In other words, businesses have plenty of room to swallow high costs without passing them on right now. But, says Moody,
if firms can raise prices, they will raise prices.
Case in point, McDonald's is rolling out a new dollar menu, but at the end of last year, prices were up 3% from the year before. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.